Well, there. Let's join Andy in the exciting story of Joshua.
Dad, after Joshua talked with the commander-in-chief of God's armies, how long was it before the city of Jericho fell?
The answer to that, Andy, calls for a story. Let's go back to the time of Joshua and find the answer.
Okay, I'm ready.
It happened near the River Jordan like this. A mile or two away is an old city with a great high wall around it. Joshua, standing straight and tall, is giving the people final orders.
Children of Israel, when you hear the long blast of the trumpets, you shall shout a great shout. God will flatten the wall on this seventh day. Destroy everything. Take nothing, lest you become cursed. Only the gold and silver and the vessels of brass and iron shall be saved and put in the storehouse of the Lord. Rahab and her family shall be saved, as our spies promised.
Everything happened just as God had promised. When the trumpets sounded their long blast and the people shouted, the great walls of Jericho fell flat. Each man ran forward and took the city. It was utterly destroyed. Only Rahab and her family were saved because she trusted her life and her family to the true and living God.
The Bible is full of promises for us, too. It says, and this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This eternal life is God's gift to us when we receive his Son, the Lord Jesus, into our hearts. Have you trusted Jesus to be your Savior? The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Someday you will want a place of safety like in our story today. Our place of safety is in the Lord Jesus when we trust him for salvation.